Welcome back to Capital Chat. As I mentioned earlier, it is First Friday, and everybody loves Friday, but First Fridays make it extra special. It's like a Christmas Friday or something. I don't know. So, Colleen, you always put on a great show on First Fridays, and you have a very special guest here today, Julie Pigott. And so welcome to the show, Julie and Colleen.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so I am looking at some of Julie's paintings and mixed media sculptures, and it's really hard to kind of describe what I'm looking at. It looks very spiritual, is what I want to say right off the top. And you are a new artist, and this is your first show?
That's right.
So amazing. And let's hear the story about how you became a First Friday artist at Annie Kales.
Okay, well, I'll let Julie tell the story.
Okay.
Yeah. A year ago in April, I used to live in Juneau, and we moved away several years ago, and we were back for Folk Festival, and we stopped into our favorite store, Annie Kales, my husband and I, and Colleen said, "Are you still painting? Are you still doing art?" And I said, "Yeah." And kind of in parentheses, I said, and I made a commitment to myself. Sometime in the next year, I've made a commitment to have an art show. And she said, "Oh, you want First Friday in April of 2017? It's open."
Way to commit her.
That's right. And I said in a really small voice, "Yes."
So, yeah, I mean, one thing about artists is that the work is never finished unless you have a deadline,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
that's true.
Wearable arts or whatever.
Yeah.
So thank you for giving her a deadline.
That's really true, yeah.
So you started off as a painter,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you will have a lot of your paintings at Annie Kales
that's
on
right.
Friday.
That's right.
What are your paintings about? What inspired them?
Yeah, the theme of my paintings as well as my sculptures is ancestors. I've been feeling really connected into the ancestors that stand behind me, that support and flow love through me, that lets me be a musician and an artist and a mother and all the different ways I walk in the world. And I started painting these ancestors. They're not my personal ancestors so much as this universal sense of ancestors. We all have them. We all have the very first people in the cultures we come from. And
it's in our DNA, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Really. It's
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who we are and how we are is supported and challenged by what came before us and being open to that flow of love and DNA is how my art comes forward.
And how long have you been painting?
Not a long time, maybe about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at a few of your paintings here. She was nice enough to bring a book so I could see it, because I'll be there tonight, but I wasn't able to get down there to see it before it was hung. But I see one that says Strength Behind Me, which is kind of what you are referring to. How long did it take you to paint that?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to answer that question with paintings and sculptures because mm-hmm. Sometimes I have an idea and I start painting, but sometimes I don't have an idea and I start painting, and I couldn't even answer that question. That's
mm-hmm.
tough. With my mixed media sculptures, I'm walking the beaches looking for pieces that are in the shapes of the ancestors that I paint. And then they, all of a sudden, an ancestor will jump out at me and I'll see it and I'll bring it home. And it sits in my pile of ancestor driftwood.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then eventually some of them get finished. So,
all right. And I'm also now looking at the sculptures, and it's hard for me to describe them. It's like you take a piece of driftwood or a large, thick piece of wood, and then you have this ancestor made out of the driftwood coming out, and then those are painted. What was it like to make the first one? I mean, did you have an idea in your head, or did you just start working with your hands and it kind of formed?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. I found this piece of driftwood on the beach, and I saw an ancestor, and I didn't know what to do with it because I hadn't made one before, but I brought it home. And for a couple of years, I just looked at it and saw the ancestor there already. And so finally, I painted it, and it just came to life. The pieces of it, the mixed media ancestors, they're bright colors, and they stand on a wooden stand with a copper pipe that holds them up, and they're very three-dimensional, and they just come forward. They present themselves. I had one sculpture I was working on that I painted it a yellow, and I didn't like it, and so I sanded it off and I painted it a different color. I didn't like that, and it took me a couple months, and finally I was so frustrated I said, just sort of to the air, who are you? Mm-hmm. And immediately I got this answer, I'm the one who sees you just as you are. Mm. And then I thought, and then I cried. Mm-hmm. and then
I'm going to cry.
And then that sculpture got finished in 2 days. Mm-hmm. So there's when you commented that there's a spiritual sense to it, there is this deep connection. And when I find myself in that deep connection, in my way, I think when I lean back into the ancestors, then they come forward.
So how many pieces are going to be available at the show tonight, roughly?
We have 7 sculptures. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how many paintings.
About 12 paintings.
12, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So about 12 paintings and some sculptures, and they look very reasonably priced. So
well, thank you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they are. Yeah.
Especially with the deep connection you have to them. Have you given them away to anybody? Have you had any response to people that have had them?
Oh, that's a great question. A friend of mine called up and said, I haven't seen them, but my mom loves your sculptures, and I want to buy her one for her birthday. Would you commission a piece? And I said, I'll make a piece, and then you can look at all that I've made and choose one. Mm-hmm. So she came in, and there was a piece that she liked. Her mom liked red, so she was going to buy a red one. And she came in, and she said, okay, that's the one I'm going to buy, but look at all these others. And she was looking at them. They all have different names and different qualities. They have different moods and really personalities that call out to different people. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'll be back in 5 minutes. So I left her in my studio, and I went into the house for a minute. And when I came back, she was crying, and she said, oh my God, I was going to buy this one from my mom, but I walked by this one, and it has feathers on it, and the feathers reached out, and now I know this is the one I have to buy for my mom. So mm-hmm. it was so validating. That was my first sale, and mm-hmm. it was so validating to have that. My hope is that there's a connection for people mm-hmm. to these pieces, and she felt that connection.
All right.
Yeah.
Colleen, you also have another artist that's going to be featured tonight, Elgin Fremlin.
Yeah, Elgin Fremlin. We've been carrying his glasswork just for, maybe 3 months, and so far we've had pendants and marbles and that he's made, and he'll be bringing in more work besides those things. And yeah, I think it'll be an interesting show that, you know, between Julie's art and Elgin's glass art and all the other new things that we have in there, there's some, you know, a lot to look at.
I stopped in there. You guys have some very fun, new, exciting spring stuff, which
we
I'm
do.
Looking forward to, especially those cute socks. And I always just find something that just lifts up my spirits at Annie Kale. So.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to have to go, but I would like to, Julie, you would like to read a poem before we go to the break?
Okay. Thank you. This is a poem written by Chickasaw writer and poet Linda Hogan.
Okay.
Walking, I am listening to a deeper way. Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show, Colleen and Julie.
Thank you. I look forward to the reception tonight.
Join us on Monday on Capital Chat. We will have a Bartlett Hospital update. We're going to be talking about the emergency room department. So we'll have Rose Lawhorn here, who's the Assistant Chief Clinical Officer. And we'll also have Maria Yucatel, who is here, is going to talk about the Bartlett Hospital Foundation and give us a report. So have a great weekend and join us Monday on Capital Chat.